I'll be a candy, your special treat. My love for you is bittersweet. First you want me and then you don't. Then you call me on the telephone. Mixed messages every day. What can keep away? I'm a sucker.
Welcome. Welcome to another Journey podcast. I Want to Be a Sucker by Betty Blowtorch. Probably the most underrated female band. A great song by them. And the lead singer killed in a car wreck right when the band was about to blow up. So unfortunate for them. But the other band members are around. They do interviews, and I think they even have a podcast or something they do. But yeah, really cool song. So I guess I'm going to talk about, I guess I'll start off on something I've talked about before, which is Billy Corgan on Howard Stern. It's a clip, or I'm going to play a clip, or technically it's two clips mashed together. It's when he was on Howard, and he's Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins, lead singer, spoke of a shapeshifter he encountered. And Howard does push him for details, or he tries. He doesn't get much out of him, but I will play what there is said. And just one thing I think, which is really important, that Billy talks about is that he says he is completely sober at the time this occurred. So, you know, who knows? I mean, I know, obviously, anybody can say anything they want. But well, let me play that clip for you and you tell me. All right. Here we go.
What happened? Give me a for instance. I want to know.
I'm turning red. I'm so embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed. Come on, share. Why not? We have to discuss
things. Let's just say I was with somebody once, and I saw a transformation that I can't explain.
The person transformed into something other than human.
Yes, I saw it.
Were you on drugs?
I was not. It was totally sober.
Wow.
I'm asking you some questions. If you were you were talking to someone, yes, and you're having a conversation, yes, like we are now,
yeah,
this close, and the person suddenly, not in a hallucination, they said to you, look, something's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to morph into something else. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, this is ridiculous.
That's not how it happened.
Give me it, please. No, I want to see this.
Imagine you're doing something and suddenly you turn around and there's somebody else standing there.
A different human.
Sort of. It's hard to explain without going to detail. I'd rather not go into details.
Okay. But did you say to the person, what'd you just do here? That's
yes,
not you.
And they acknowledged it.
And what did they say they were? From another planet?
They wouldn't explain.
Why not?
Again, without telling the story, it's a really messed up story.
A famous person?
No.
Good.
Why
don't you put them on wrestling?
Believe it or not, they're actually a voting member of the Rock and Roll Academy.
Is that true?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's Jan Wenner, isn't it?
But when you say they transformed into someone else or something,
I mean, Billy,
else,
I've had that happen.
I'm being vague on purpose.
I was with a woman once. She took her makeup off. I didn't know who the fuck she was. I'm telling you, she totally tricked me. You talk about something like that, that's a different story. Wow. I mean,
It's up there with one of the most intense things I've ever been through. I will tell you the story.
You will?
Yes. Yeah. And I will say.
Go ahead.
Since we're on radio.
Thank you.
That the story is even more fantastical than you think.
Wow.
Can you give us something?
I'm going to tell you
please,
in private.
Billy, just give me something. Please, I want to make news again with you. Just give me some element of it to tickle me, to get me ready. If you were to, if this was a movie trailer, when you saw the shapeshifter, something.
The person was naked.
A man?
The person was naked.
Big cock? How many inches? I hope it was a woman. Wait a second. Were you in bed with the shapeshifter? Were you making love?
I'll tell you in confidence.
Holy mackerel. Now I'm with you. It was a woman. You made love to her.
Haven't we all experienced this?
Did you? Oh, believe me. I've been with people who shapeshifted. Right? Like, but their personalities. They were completely different people before and after. Are you saying it was a lover who be actually shaped?
I can no longer discuss this.
All right. Wow. Who do you think it is, James? You would know if you give me a guess. Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Should we commit him? What happened? Give me a for instance.
First, we played it. So they joke about it. Let's say at the end. And kind of laughing about it. And, you know, I think he's trying to play it off as a joke at the end. But Billy's obviously he says something. And then he doesn't want to say any more about it. So, who knows? You know, who knows? It's just one of the many weird things that are out there. You know, he could be bullshitting, of course, but I don't know. My gut tells me it's true. And, maybe I want to believe, and that sways me. But even so, and not to mention, he tells Howard off air, or he tells him he'll tell him in confidence the entire story. Which leads me down another rabbit hole, which is I wonder how many things people tell Howard in confidence, because you hear that a lot on his show if you listen to it. That, you know, people always tell, I'll tell you off air, I'll tell you off air, I'll tell you what happened off air. So pretty crazy, right? Or I don't know. I want to thank this channel, YouTube Bans Me is the name of the YouTube channel. Who actually has this clip on there. They have a few interesting things on there, but I was just searching for a clip, and they had it. So, so yeah, so there's that. Now, speaking of YouTube, you know, or in social media in general, I saw that. I think it might even be the same channel, but social media or your phone, does it, you know, we all know our phones listen to us and we get targeted ads, and like we'll mention something like, I don't know, a Tesla, and then all of a sudden you'll get ads for Teslas, let's say, just as an example, or you're sick and all of a sudden you get ads for a cold medicine or whatever. And does YouTube read your mind, or does these social media read your mind? Because it's weird, like there's a lot of instances or a lot of people who say, you know, they'll be thinking of something and then all of a sudden they'll get an ad for that, or later on, they'll get an ad for it, and they won't voice it or say anything about it. They'll, like, think, oh, I gotta go get my dog a new leash or something. They'll think in their head, and then all of a sudden, they get dog leash ads, you know, like a couple hours later. And there's lots of instances, lots of people saying this and claiming this, but You know, it's something really you can't prove. I mean, how can you prove that? You know, it's just, however, I guess there is something out there. And first of all, let me start off with saying technology today, we, you know, get smaller and smaller and faster. So like chips, microchips, all of that, all gets smaller, all gets better, all gets faster. And this guy had a video and he proved it, that there's something called smart dust. And what it is it's basically little microchips that are smaller than pieces of dust. And then you can just blow them and then a person can basically ingest them or inhale them. And it's, they use this stuff, I guess, the smart dust for, I don't know, certain technologies and like checking for like earthquakes and I don't know what else, but certain things like that is what they say. And they're just these miniature microchips. So who's not to say that they can't, you know, just spread the dust all around and we're all ingesting it, you know, who knows? That's a crazy, crazy thought and a weird one. And I don't think that's true. I don't think that, I mean, there is a such thing as smart dust. I just don't think that there's, you know, I don't know that YouTube reads your mind because of this stuff or something, but it is weird. It's something that will send somebody down a weird, crazy rabbit hole you probably don't want to go down. crazy. It's Artemis now. The NASA launch is delayed until September 27th. Now, they keep changing the date. I guess this one is official. It'll be September 27th is when they actually do the launch. They had trouble, you know, on the original launch day. And so they're addressing the issue. So hopefully they get it fixed. And then they'll, once Artemis, the first Artemis launch is, then, you know, Artemis 2, Artemis 3, and so on and so forth. And eventually they'll send people up. And I guess it's just the same route that all these ships are going to take to the moon and back. Apparently, so that'll be cool. That'll be really exciting. Looking forward to that. The Queen died, but I mean that's was a little over a week ago. She died on the 8th. And today's the 17th, Saturday the 17th. She was 96 years old, and a lot of websites or a lot of Twitter feeds and social feeds and YouTube and all this have all these things where they claim they predicted this to happen or and to give themselves credibility, I guess. And just be wary because a lot of accounts just over and over, you know, wrote, you know, the Queen's going to die on this day and then the Queen's going to die on this day and so on and so forth. And they just created a whole bunch of accounts claiming just so they can claim that they were right when it did eventually happen. So just be wary of those channels out there. There are lots of them who claim this and don't fall for it. And speaking of that shapeshifter and the Queen, you know, the conspiracy, there's a conspiracy out there that the Queen was a reptilian or an alien or something. And, shapeshifter, and that's what they say these beings are. These reptilians are shapeshifters. They're able to kind of vibrate themselves and into human form, and their natural form is reptilian, whatever that means. You know, I don't even, there's so many different examples of what actual reptilian alien is supposed to look like, but it's the name, you know, the reptilian. So you just think like a Slee Stack or something from Land of the Lost, or I don't know, upright being, you know, that looks like a lizard, I guess. Who knows? I don't know. I've never seen one. So I don't know. But I don't think she was a reptilian, but she could have been. Who knows? You know, nobody knows. It's just lots of people talk. Lots of people have their conspiracies, and problem with conspiracies, a lot of them anyway, is that there's not a lot of evidence, or on the other hand, there's too much evidence, and or there's a lot of fake stuff mixed in with real stuff, so it's hard to, you know, kind of decide what's real and what isn't. And I don't know, I guess best thing is just make your own mind up and don't let it affect you too much, and just kind of do your own research and figure it out for yourself. And otherwise you might go nuts thinking about this stuff, but it is kind of crazy, and there are weird videos and of like people's eyes out there, especially changing and stuff like that. But I don't know. So there's this coffee table book. It's called The Madman's Library. And it's basically this guy, when they went to digitize books a long time ago in the early 2000s, I think Google went to do it. This guy who was working on it went and found the strangest, weirdest, oddest books he could find and put them all into kind of a set of books. And, you know, like there's one about Japanese fart contest or samurai farting contest. And there's all kinds of different weird, crazy books in that book, but it's something I would recommend getting. It's just an interesting thing. I don't have the book. I heard Mysterious Universe talking about it. And so I'm going to order that book for sure and get it, the physical book. I don't know if there's a digital version of it or not, but it seems like one of those books that, you know, I'd rather have in my hand. Speaking of Mysterious Universe, I think they're the best podcast out there, without a doubt, when it comes to paranormal and abnormal. And they dig deep and they do their research, and they, Brian and Aaron, they're really good hosts, great storytellers. And they talk about a lot of really good stuff. Season 26, episode 2, they talk about how, the Chinese monitors, the CCP, they monitor and control their society, and how they do that social, point system, and how they treat Muslims, and how bad it is for people there. And and they have this AI in China, I guess, that, you know, that decides if you're a good person or a bad person, or a good citizen or a bad person. And this AI they named Skynet, which is insane that AI system China has is named Skynet. Because if you're a Terminator fan, then you know Skynet's the name of the company that built the Terminators, that built the AI system to eventually destroys the world. So it's weird, crazy. They also let's see, get control of like technology to monitor well, other tech companies. I said that wrong. They get the tech companies to monitor the people, and by giving basically technology or sharing technology with the tech companies and giving them freedoms, and in turn the tech companies will let them, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, to, you know, watch and control their people, which is really messed up. And they collaborate with them, and, you know, and they create fake news and just all kinds of different things. And they have like one app for all their social media apps. And everything's monitored. And if you talk weird or talk anything less than, you know, than that you love the CCP or whatever, if you talk anything down or anything about you, they'll come to your house, and, or your points will, you'll lose points, and in turn you won't be given access to certain freedoms. And it's weird, it's crazy, it's messed up, and more people, the world need, should, you know, I don't know what we can do, but it needs to be changed. They're really, really controlling their people there in China, and especially if they're like non-Chinese or if they're Muslim, then it's really bad for those people. They can't even, like, they have to always have a smile on their face. If they don't have a smile on their face, then they'll get negative points in their credit score, social credit score, and it's just really, really bad there. And then on top of that, other countries work with China to hunt down exiles to bring them back, which is real crazy because, you know, they send their people to concentration camps and just have this massive control over the people there. And then they do stuff like that where, and then other countries help them find these people, which is, I don't know, pretty barbaric, scary for Chinese and Chinese citizens. But check that Mysterious Universe episode out. It's season 26, episode 2. You might have to be a member to get it. I don't know. But if not, just check out any of their shows that are out and available, and listen to it if you haven't. It's a great podcast on all kinds of things, paranormal stuff, spirits, ghosts, UFOs, you know, just anything out of the ordinary. They get into and talk about and do research. They do their research, do their homework. One of the strangest things I saw is this people out there called Breatharians. So on a different note, Breatharian, which is Breatharian. I think that's how you spell it. And they don't eat, I guess. I guess they apparently get their nourishment from the air. And that's why they call themselves a Breatharians. They breathe, do breathing techniques to nourish themselves. And they rarely or don't eat, which is odd. I don't know if I believe some of these people that they say they don't eat. And I remember I saw this video with this one guy claims he does not eat. He just sits and breathes and gets all his nutrients from the air. He just kind of focuses on whatever he thinks his body needs, and he'll meditate and breathe it in. And then on top of it, he drinks his own urine. And I guess that's the only kind of anything that goes into his body. That and coconut water is what he drinks, and he says not very much of it either. So I don't know if I believe that guy. And this Breatharian thing just is way out there. I mean, you shrivel up and into nothing, and then you die. You know, that if you got no nourishment. I mean, it's just fact. You know, it's just a simple physics or whatever law of nature. You have to eat to survive. I mean, that, right? It's just crazy. It's wild, but there's a lot of wild, crazy stuff out there. I guess that's it. I think I'll call that good. I'm about there anyway with the time I give myself, which is about 30 minutes. Don't want to take up too much of anybody's time either. So, but if you do, and I'm thinking of going, maybe doing video. I'm not sure yet. Right now I'm audio only, obviously, but if you want me to do video, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at UFO UAP sighting, or you can go to my website, ufo.fish, and there's information on other ways to contact me, like my email and stuff like that. And if you want me to do a video version of this podcast, I might, I may not, but I might, you know, I'll think about it and I may do it anyway. We'll see. But thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. Once again, Betty Blowtorch, I Want to Be Your Sucker is the name of that song and band. And I'll finish it with the rest of the song. All right. Until next time. Good night.
Sucker, sucker, I wanna be your sucker.